Happy Wednesday, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day to you. There is nothing more romantic than a great Wednesday episode of the Be Our Guest podcast. That's right. It's the tradition. It's Is This Romantic heading your way straight ahead. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Is there anything more romantic than counting down to your next Walt Disney World vacation? Right there on your smartphone with virtualmickey.com and Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style and with love. I'm checking my iPhone 7 right now, and I can see that I'm down to a mere 60 days to go. It's FastPass Plus Day for this possible trip to Walt Disney World coming up in April. We'll see how that goes. You can count down just like me and get those landmark days right there and a little hidden feature on Days to Go WDW. Just drop by virtualmickey.com today. Check out all the great iPhone apps that'll turn your iPhone to a Disney device right now. They're over at virtualmickey.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. As you do your online shopping here throughout the year, this is a great way to support the Be Our Guest podcast. Costs you nothing extra. You get all your Prime benefits, and it really does help support the show. So next time you go shopping online, please remember to use our Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1289 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday and happy Valentine's Day to you. Is this romantic, listening to a Disney podcast here on the Day of Love? Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what this is. So thanks for checking in. We're flip-flopping things this week. We're going to do Is This Romantic, a Be Our Guest podcast tradition here today. And then on Friday, we'll take care of your listener questions. So joining me today to decide, is this romantic or not? We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
Love is in the air. Yay. It's a beautiful day. There are birds chirping and I should have come up with the quote from Carousel of Progress.
You should have. That was the time to do it.
Today would have been the perfect day. Oh, well. You just get my happy voice. That's it. Yay!
So Pam and I are probably, it's romance because on Wednesday nights, I normally record the Monday podcast with our guests, you know, that give trip reports and so forth. But taking tonight off, we're probably going to end up at Chick-fil-A or someplace out by Mid Rivers Mall in St. Peter's because Mallory has cheerleading. So we have a very small window for dinner, but it'll probably be either Freddy's or Chick-fil-A. Is that romantic? I don't know. It's going to have to be that. It's going to have to do. So that's all we have time for.
Woohoo! Sounds like a good night for you guys.
We'll see how it goes. So what do you guys have planned?
So we went to the grocery store this weekend and I bought lobster tails. So, I'm going all fancy with lobster tails in my oven.
Wow.
So, they were $10 for two of them. I mean, they're probably going to poison me, but they were $10 for two of them. So I was like, okay, well, let's just have lobster tails and baked potato and that'll be good. You know, get something green in there and it'll be a delicious meal.
You know, it is. I saw a commercial on TV. It is Lobster Month or Lobster Fest at Red Lobster this month.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. We went to Red Lobster this weekend, and I did not enjoy my meal at Red Lobster. So,
just trying to help you out. All right.
Good thing we're not sponsored by Red Lobster. Because the review would not have gone well.
Thank goodness. I could not do the podcast any longer.
All right. Speaking of those cheddar biscuits, we have Pam Forrester from the Magic for Less Travel. What's up, Pam? How's it going?
Wow, I feel like there may be an HR issue.
Yeah, maybe. I shouldn't. But I meant to, you know, you got to have those cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster. Of course.
Oh, man. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I love Valentine's Day. We always try to do something for it. I'm not sure what we're doing this year, so that tells you that hopefully it's a surprise. On Steve's part, not
yes, not on yours.
Not on my part, right? But anyways, I think that I love that we have this little "Is this romantic?" bit. I will say, you know, it's just a. That's a cool little thing. I think that so many people don't think of Walt Disney World as being romantic, but it's actually one of the places that many couples honeymoon to, one of the top destinations for honeymoons in the United States. So, I mean, you know, it's a cool locale. I guess it's beat out the Niagara Falls from years gone by as a romantic honeymoon location.
Well, and speaking of Carousel of Progress, there you go again. You know, you got the little fan there that Niagara Falls. So there you go. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I think that when I think of romance, Walt Disney World definitely is a place for that, with the themes that you can experience at the resorts and the places you can go in the theme parks and so forth. But also, it could be the least romantic place in the world. That's kind of the yin and the yang of Walt Disney World. You know, I think there's a lot of things at Walt Disney World that way. But, you know, Fantasyland, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, July 7th, you know, on a Wednesday, not romantic. But it could be, you know, it just depends. You got to play your cards right.
No, so, it's not romantic. It's kind of stabby. If I had to describe it, like,
it's somebody could be murdered. Exactly.
It makes me feel very stabby. So.
All right, let's get to the, so we asked our listeners to give us some suggestions, and we are, of course, the panel of three love experts, because we've been doing this for years, and take that as you will. And we'll kind of decide as a group of three here, is this romantic or not? So Frank has the first one, a real quick one. He says, dinner at Shula's, then dragging our bodies across the boardwalk area, heading back over to Epcot. Is this romantic? Pam, dinner at Shula's, dragging yourself across boardwalk to head back over to Epcot, back into the masses. What do you think?
I think dinner at Shula's can be romantic. It's actually kind of a darker restaurant, not a ton of lighting there. There is a lot of sports memorabilia around you, so if that's not your thing, that may not seem very romantic. The dragging yourselves back across to your resort is a challenge, I think. You know, maybe if you just ate the steak and vegetables and not the bread, but who could not eat the bread? I think it's the bread that kills you when you feel that way, don't you think? Like, you feel like you can eat a big steak, but like you have like three pieces of bread and you're gonna feel whatever. I don't know. Yeah, I think, you know, a good meal is always romantic, I think. I think it gives you time to actually spend with each other, not, you know, you get a chance to talk uninterrupted if you put your phones down, stuff like that. So I'm going to give it yes. It's a romantic.
You know, I'm going to give a yes, too, because it's one of the more expensive restaurants. And so, of course, you know, if you're spending money, that has to be romantic because you're showing your significant other, you know, I care about you. No, just, whatever. But I will give you a plus one back to the old Google Plus days if you swing through Ample Hills on the way back and share a flight of ice cream. That's
regardless of how full you are.
Exactly.
Right?
It doesn't matter. You just got to get it and snack on it, you know, and just make yourself terribly full. So, Ricky, final word on Shula's heading through boardwalk back to Epcot.
I mean, absolutely. The meal at Shula's is 100% romantic. The dragging the bodies was the part.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know why they
that part's
called
a little
it that.
Concerning.
I'm a little concerned about that part. But the other part's fine. The other part's fine. So we're good there.
We're good. All right. James has the next one. He says, is this romantic to fly down to Disney without your family while they're stuck in the middle of a Minnesota winter? I hope it is, because I did just that. James, he says, thanks for all you do. So, Ricky, flying down to Disney from Minnesota in the middle of the winter without your family. I think the question is, though, is there a significant other in this? Because I think that kind of seals the deal. Like, if you're solo, I would say not romantic. I'd say it's totally awesome, but not romantic. So what do you say, Ricky?
I mean, if I'm guessing that there's... You know, they left their significant other. So, I mean, I'm going to say that's not the most romantic of things to do. But then again, I speak from experience of the fact that I'm, you know, quite frequently leaving my significant other back home, too. So, granted, it's not cold here as much as it would be in Minnesota. So that's not like as drastic, I guess I should say, but I speak from experience that I've done that quite frequently. So.
I would say, you know, if you have your significant other with you, totally romantic, get rid of the family, get rid of the kids, make them suffer through that cold Minnesota winter. Cause the whole time you're down there and it's warm this time of year, like, this is awesome. They're back and it's freezing and it's so nice here. But you know, if you're by yourself, not too much. Pam, what do you say to that one?
I think if you're by yourself, no, it's hard to be romantic while you're by yourself. I'm just going to say this. It is. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible.
Candle at dinner for what?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that people should love themselves, but, you know, I'm just saying, I think it's hard to be romantic. So I'm going to say no, but, you know, just because it's not romantic, like everyone said, doesn't mean it's not awesome.
And moving on quickly from that one, the next one comes from Jason Z in Northeast Pennsylvania. Kind of Pam's country. No, it wouldn't be. It'd be Northeast. Would be your Southwest. So that'd be the opposite, I guess.
I like how you still have no concept.
I always worry. Yeah. It's a big rectangle. Yeah, I'm
no,
trying to figure out the rectangle there. Anyway, so Jason says, is this romantic? Sitting at Coronado Springs Laguna Bar at night, sipping margaritas while my wife and daughter sit in the room building Lego cars. Romantic. I did this in 2015 and I know I was in love with the margaritas, Jason. So apparently he's chilling out at Laguna Bar at Coronado Springs, sipping on a sweet margarita. The wife and daughter are back in the room building Lego cars. Ricky, is that romantic?
For you and the margarita, yes. For you
That's
and your
what
wife,
I say.
No.
I hope you and the margarita are very happy together.
I mean, I'm sure you enjoyed yourself very well, but your wife maybe was cursing your name while you were doing that. So,
so let me ask you this, Pam. Coronado Springs, one of the most romantic resorts on Walt Disney World property. True or false?
Oh, I think at night. Hello. I'm just going to say, I think any, you know, although most Walt Disney World resorts have some body of water to look at, I think a Coronado in particular is just so, so pretty at night. It just has that feel to it. You can see the lights from the main building. The lights around the lake are fantastic. I really like it. So I absolutely feel that Coronado is definitely romantic.
Ricky, name your number one romantic Walt Disney World resort. If you had to name any one, what has the absolute most romance?
Wilderness Lodge.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew that. I knew that was coming.
But the reason is because it holds a special place in Brian and both of our hearts. So, like, it's not... It would be romantic for the two of us for sure. So that's why I chose it. Plus, I mean, how much more romantic can you get, you know, being cozy by a fire? I'm just saying, that's pretty romantic.
All right. We got Jeff from Maine up next. It's all the guys here. I love this, man. They're like the romance dudes. All right. So he said he's got a few of them here. Let's see. Is walking hand in hand through the grounds of Old Key West romantic? I will tell you, I'm going to go on this one because I stayed at Old Key West last summer. You can cover a lot of ground in Old Key West. That place is huge and it can be romantic. Maybe not like in July at, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, trying to walk from the very back of the resort up to Olivia's or up to the, little store to get a snack or a little snack shack. I would say not romantic then, but at night when it's maybe 70 degrees, 65 degrees, comfortable weather, the lights, I love the way that pool area lights up at night. Then it's romantic. So it depends the time of day, time of year. So that's what I'm going to say. Ricky, any thoughts on walking the grounds of Old Key West?
I mean, Old Key West is quite large. So, and it's, you know, kind of got some wooded areas to it too. So I'm going to go with, hand in hand together. Definitely.
And of course, there is nothing more romantic than filling your circles on your Apple Watch simultaneously. That is amazing. Just saying. You got to fill those activity circles. And shout out to everybody filling up today is the end of that challenge where you can get the special badge on your Apple Watch. I know a lot of lizards are doing that. So what's up? If you got it, hopefully I did. You get your little thing. Share it on social media. All right, Pam, what about walking through Old Key West? What do you think about romance there?
Yeah, I absolutely do. Old Key West just really feels like one, like a cool house that you, the neighborhood of a cool house you rented, you know, for like a week or so. And I think, anytime you can get in a little walk together by yourself holding hands, that's a good time. That's romantic.
All right. He goes on to say, is deciding to go get a drink next to Olivia's for your 30th anniversary romantic? 100%. Yes, that is exactly romantic because, like I said, that pool area is just gorgeous. It's your 30th anniversary. You're celebrating there. And like Pam said, it's a community at Old Key West. It really has a different vibe to it. than your typical Walt Disney World resort. You really do feel like you're staying in a Florida gated community while you're there. And it's very, like I said, communal. I mean, people seem to care about each other there more than the other resorts. It's truly the definition of DVC. So what's your thoughts there on sharing a drink? It's the gurgling suitcase, I think, there at next to Olympia's at Old Key West. Is that right, Pam?
It is, yes.
So what do you think about that? Good. Sharing a drink, 30th anniversary.
I think absolutely sharing a drink is a good one. And they have some interesting drinks there, too. There's a couple there that we really like. So absolutely, I think that's always a good romantic choice.
All right, let's go to the next one because he's got two more. Continuing to hold hands as we walk across the lush lawn, romantic, as they're going through Old Key West. They're going through the lush lawns, Ricky. What do you say to that? Should you stay on the path? I mean, are the paths more romantic or going through lush lawns? What do you think?
I mean, as long as you don't get bit by ants, I think you're fine. So stay away from the alligators, too.
That's true.
Well, I'm all for it.
Okay, so here's what he goes on to say. Is realizing that the lush lawn you are walking across is an active golf fairway while people are playing, then saying a bad word, family show, so I won't say which word I used, he says, then taking off at a sprint while dragging your wife the last 20 yards, romantic. So, Pam, how about, you know, you're thinking, oh, man, this is so beautiful. Manicured lawns. All of a sudden, four, and you're getting shot at by the golfers. What do you say to that? Probably not romantic.
Well, if you're dragging your loved one to safety, I think that's always romantic. So I'll give it a nod to the romance. I mean, everything leaning up to it was pretty romantic. So I think you could still be in the romantic thing.
I was going to say the exact same thing, Pam. If you are rejecting your significant other,
that's right.
From the golf balls that are headed towards you, then that is romantic. If you're saying, good luck, honey, see you later, maybe not so romantic.
Yeah, right.
So I guess we're saying chivalry is not dead. You know, that's exactly what happened in this case. And be careful with the gurgling suitcase. You know, after a couple drinks there, the 30th anniversary can become something that could be life or death out on the golf course.
Looks like it.
And he says, I swear this is a true story. This happened this past December. First time staying there. Had no idea there was a golf course running through the middle of the resort. Jeff, how do you know there's not a golf course running through that place? There's greens everywhere. I mean, okay. Well, now you know.
Yeah. Now you know.
Now you know.
It is built on a golf course. Yes. As you come in, there's a green right there on the right as you go across that bridge. And I lost many a golf ball on that green.
I know. You did. You poor man. I'm
terrible at golf. All right. George, our good buddy from over in the UK, sends us one here. And he says, here's my idea. Floating around the water parks in one of the lazy rivers in the early evening when the sun is setting, the park is quieter and more peaceful, and you've almost got the place to yourself. Is this romantic? Can a water park ever be romantic? We didn't talk about that at the top of the show. Ricky, what do you think? Is he saying lazy river, sunset? Could it be romantic?
Okay. Let's put it this way. I think it has the ability to have the romance. However, if you've been on a lazy river and you want to stay with your significant other, which is what I obviously try to do, it is super difficult and hard to do sometimes because of either the people in the water with you or just the current, you know, takes you both different directions. So in theory, yes. In actuality, potentially no.
I'm trying to think because, okay, I've never been at a Disney water park later in the evening when the sun is setting. It's always like a first thing in the morning thing. We're out by like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And to me, like when I try to put a visual to the lazy rivers when I've been there, because of course we go in the summer when it's crazy hot and people, you know, a lot of people like to go in the mornings. It's like, okay, so picture dropping an ice cream on the ground in the summertime and then coming back like 5 minutes later, all the ants like crawling over the top of it. That's usually what it looks like, people trying to get to their tubes, you know, like, oh. And the thing is, like, if you've been to a water park at Disney or any water park really in the world, I love the ballet you have to play as you're trying to get a tube when you get on the lazy river. Like, you look you kind of, if you've never done this, you kind of look up the river and say, does that person look like they might get off at this stop? Or are they? Right. And then you got to do this thing. You got to kind of look at them, make eye contact. Like, I got you. Now I want that tube. Now, if you're coming out here because you're hungry, how about hooking us up? Because my wife and I, we need tubes, you know? So you're trying to like, and you don't want to do, you're hoping the whole time that you're not doing this whole ballet dance thing with them, like visually, and they're not getting off. They're like, no way, man, you're not getting my tube. I'm going around seven more times. It's like a nightmare. So Ricky, what do you say to that?
Well Pam actually, so when we went to Volcano Bay, Pam actually saw the ballet, but it wasn't me wait. Well, it was partially waiting for tubes, but it was also partially me attempting to get in said tube. Didn't go very well. I'm just saying.
I wish I had it on video. Let's be honest. Come on. That would be good. But the great thing about... No, because you kind of are perched when you're on the tube. You're perched up on this, like, you know, floating thing. You aren't very much in the water. But Universal at Volcano Bay has these fantastic tubes that have the front cut off of them. So it's like a U almost, or not quite a U, but like a circle that has a chunk, and it has a seat, a netted seat. And I was like, hello. Someone was thinking when they came up with these, because you could just ease yourself into it instead of having to.
Nobody wanted to get yourself. Rid of the ones with the seats. I know. Sitting here trying to get, and I'm short, so it makes it so much harder for me. And so I'm like trying to hop up into the stupid tube, and it just doesn't work.
But that's half the fun, is watching everybody like try to get on them. They can't, you know, they decide, well, should I go under, like pop up in the middle? It sounds like Volcano Bay has like floating Pac-Man, like Pac-Man guys or something. I don't know.
And it has this great like seat. I mean, it was really comfortable. So I was like,
yeah, once you got one that had the seat in it, yes, it was.
Yeah.
So very comfortable. I very much enjoyed those.
Here's what I'm saying for George. Thumbs up if this is, in theory, a lazy river at sunset at Disney. Definitely romantic. Practicality, I don't know. So I'm giving him a thumbs up in theory. I don't know if pragmatically this would work. So Pam, what do you say? Give him the final word on romance on the lazy river at Disney.
I say yes, because, you know, first of all, the water park's probably going to be not very busy because it's toward the end of the day. You're just hanging around there and you get to float around. So I say that's romantic.
All right. Two thumbs up, Ricky. What do you say? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Romance on the lazy rivers.
I think I have to go with thumbs down only for the practicality part of it. But like in theory, it's a thumbs up. In
Ricky has PTSD.
She
does. So she's not able to really come up with an unbiased response to this one.
Definitely not unbiased. I'm just saying. So,
yeah. All right. Well, you got 2 out of 3 ain't bad. I think that's an old Meatloaf song. So speaking of, one of my best ever Valentine's Day, Pam made me a heart-shaped meatloaf for dinner. That was the greatest, because you guys know I love meatloaf, man. That was awesome. Maybe we'll get that tonight. Who knows? Well, no, because we're going to Chick-fil-A. All right, anyway, Joel's got the next one. He says, I'm not saying I've done this, but I've always been alone, so it got me thinking. Maybe it's not very romantic. You leave work and drive 90 miles up picturesque I-4. You go to Disney Springs, a.k.a. Downtown Disney, a.k.a. Disney Marketplace, and stop by Disney's Pin Traders. You pick up that had-to-get pin. You get back in your car and begin your journey westbound down picturesque I-4, only stopping by the drive-thru window at the McDonald's on State Road 27, and eat your food while driving. You are back home after a 3-hour round-trip journey with your beloved pin that you promptly put in an album, never to be seen again. Thanks, Joel. Well, we could go a little bit more romantic on this. There's a couple of avenues we could have zigged and zagged there to add a little more romance. I would say it doesn't hit a 10 out of 10 on the romance scale, but, you know, if you're a pin trader, I guess that would do you well. So, Pam, what do you say to this this 90-mile journey for the pin at Disney Springs?
Wow. I'm, like, surprised. Definitely appreciate the dedication, for sure. I'm going to say that. I don't know if it's romantic, but I appreciate the dedication.
What I would say is, you know, you're missing opportunities for romance, whether you're with a significant other or alone. What I would have done, I mean, you got to think about your proximity. You've driven up I-4 and you've got, you know, you get the anticipation on I-4, you get the Disney billboards, you know, it's exciting to see those. You're going to a Disney, you know, you're going to Walt Disney World, even if you're just going to Disney Springs, it's fun. Throw in, you know, go to Ghirardelli while you're there. You know, it's right next to the Pin Traders. Get a, you know, some kind of a banana split or a sundae, because you know what? Valentine's Day is just an excuse to eat chocolate, to eat horribly, you know, go buy Earl of Sandwich, have a holiday sandwich. It's Valentine's Day is a holiday and it's there year round now, but definitely get chocolate sundae over at Ghirardelli is what I say. So Ricky, how could Joel spice this up? Even though a pin is very romantic, I got to get, especially the go-to have to have pin, but what else could he do to make this even better?
I think a stroll along the water would be a good thing that he could do. So I'm going to go with that.
What about like while you're whistling a, like give me a good Disney love song. Like, is this, I mean, like while you're walking across the water, do, 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 do.
What was that? Oh, is this love? Yeah. I got it. This is love. I was like, what is that? Of course I'm going to go with, you know, Beauty and the Beast. Duh. Hello, Tales Last Time.
Oh yeah, yeah, you could do let's see, how's that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, look at that.
Wow, there, that.
There you go.
You know you're getting those great whistling skills here on today's show. You know, we pull out all the stops on major holidays.
We do. We definitely.
Wow.
I don't want to have to go with a mouth trumpet.
Professional whistler, bro.
There you go. Okay, so anyway.
Was that bird call?
No, that was was the mouth trumpet. That was what that was.
I don't know what that is.
Anyway.
Let's move on.
Well, let's do. Oh, and Joel, he reminds us, says he sends a second email reminding us that he's 1,031 miles from Pam, 1,060 miles from me, 461 miles from Ricky, 74 miles from the Magic Kingdom. All right.
Nice.
All right. Love I got it. Another one here. Oh, this one's a simple one. It's from Green Acres. Actually, it's Doug in check this out, Pam. Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania. He almost tricked me there.
Wow.
So there's apparently a lot of Mifflins in Pennsylvania from what I can tell.
I guess so.
Not town. It's Berg. Anyway, he just says, snuggling on the people mover. Yes. Totally romantic in my book. Pam, what do you say?
100% yes, all day long, especially when you walked through the heck that is Fantasyland. It's like a Mecca in the distance, usually, as you're walking through. You're by like the teacups and the, you know, the cars, and you're like, oh my gosh, is that the people mover up there? And is it an attraction that doesn't have a line? That would be awesome.
But lately, the people movers had a 30-minute line. It's been crazy.
I know.
The word's out. Anyway, so Ricky, let me ask you this. So, of course, we're all going to say snuggling on the people mover. If you're a Disney fan, man, that's like an 11 out of 10. But how could you take it to 12 out of 10, Ricky? How could you make snuggling on the people mover even more romantic? Do you sneak on like which we don't encourage you to do this, but like you sneak on like a Cadbury heart, you know, candy or something like that, or some of those hard candies with the messages on them that say text me.
I wouldn't sneak on an ice cream bar at all. So
no, or one of the coffee slushies from Anti-Gravity's.
That you could share.
Not one of those that you could share. Right.
Put two straws in.
And
no.
Possibly a cream cheese stuffed pretzel.
Oh, right. You're killing me. Yeah, the weight of my heart's through a cream cheese stuffed pretzel, man. I'm telling you, nothing says love like that.
No.
All right, so that's all I got in the email. Now, Ricky, let me ask you this, because it is Valentine's Day, and, you know, of course, Walt Disney World typically will do a cupcake for all these major holidays. I'm sure that they'll have, next week, a cupcake shaped like Abraham Lincoln and President Washington, I'm sure.
Maybe. I don't think they've gone that far.
Maybe they'll have a Trump cake. Who knows? You know, with, like, some crazy orange topping on it or something.
I don't think that could go very well. Let's just put it that way.
That'd be nuts. There's money to be made, Disney. I'm just saying, they don't have to eat them. I mean, you could eat it if you like it. You can do whatever you want. They don't care once you get your $7. But Ricky, what is Walt Disney World doing for Valentine's Day this year? Just for people, I know we're probably not going to be down there, but it's always fun to hear if they did anything.
So, of course, you are correct, sir, in the fact that they are offering a specialty like desserts and treats and things like that. So if you're going to go to Amorette's Patisserie, they're going to have special cakes. One's themed around Beauty and the Beast. One's a champagne strawberry toast cake. If you go to the Ganacherie, they're going to have specialty like pieces of ganache. If you're going to go to the Magic Kingdom, they're going to have a cinnamon roll that's got a heart on it. You're going to have chocolate-covered strawberry milkshakes at the Plaza and other places. Pecos Bills is going to have chocolate-covered strawberries. A lot of places have, like, the dessert things. Of course, you're going to be able to find the glorious, glorious cupcake, I'm sure, at the Starbucks on Main Street. I'm absolutely positive they're going to have that. And then some of the other offerings, of course, they have merchandise and stuff like that you can buy. I think for a time, I don't know if it's still available, but there was a Aladdin and Jasmine, the magic band you could get for the holiday. But that's kind of like, it's not like a huge deal. Like, mostly it's, you know, desserts and snacks and things like that. The resorts are going to have a lot of snacks and stuff too that you can get. So yeah, that's kind of what the parks do for Valentine's Day. Nothing like spectacular, but enough to, you know, make you know it's Valentine's Day.
All right, Ricky, will you scan the Facebook page to see if we have any more scenarios to offer up? And then we can do that before we get out of here. So drop by there. But let me ask Pam this. Because I'm just curious about this because, you know, 365 days a year, Walt Disney World is a romantic place. We started about that, you know, we were goofing today, but we kind of started about, you know, talked about that at the top of the show. What if somebody was, say, let's go with a married couple that wants to go down, you know, and try to find some romance, maybe celebrate a landmark anniversary. What are a couple things you might offer somebody to think about that maybe not are so obvious right off the top?
So, I mean, I'm always gonna, of course, I mean, this is definitely obvious, but I'm gonna offer, you know, that you look for a good meal someplace. There are so many great restaurants. Check out some of the signature dining locations. They're worth experiencing, especially when it's a special event. And make sure you have the opportunity to do that. I also think that always anything that you can do that does have kind of an adult, like it limits the people there to adults. Some of the tours are for those that are 16 years and older exclusively. You can't go on them if you're, if you're younger kids. So that may be something that you want to explore too. Plus you get to really like learn something about how the parks are run or how they do something or, you know, something that's exclusive to Disney. And I think that's always cool and a little romantic. And of course, one of my favorite tours is the Wanyama Safari that's over at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I think that that is really romantic. You get to go out. I mean, there are other people there, but you get to go out and see some of the animals there on the savannah at the Animal Kingdom Lodge and then come back and have a great meal at GECO. And I think that stuff like that's always romantic. For me, always, and we always say this on the podcast, but it's so much more about experiences than it is things. I would so much rather get to experience something with Steve or my family than have fill in the blank, a gift of whatever. So we love doing stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think it's just a matter of just enjoying that person you're with. I mean, you have mm-hmm. tremendous opportunities for romance at Walt Disney World. Like you said, just walking around Animal Kingdom Lodge itself, you don't even have to splurge for the meal at GECO. You know, you could go down and, split some zebra domes, you know, from Mara, you know, and that's like $8, you know, but to sit there and watch the animals. I mean, romance doesn't have to equal spending money. I joked about that earlier with Sheila's, you know, total tongue in cheek there. It's about enjoying the time you're with the people you're with. So, Ricky, what'd you find on the Facebook page?
So somebody said, actually kind of going along with that, of a rope drop at Animal Kingdom, then breakfast at Tusker House, then the Wild Africa Trek, then strolling through Maharaja Jungle Trek, a dinner at GECO, and end the day relaxing around the fire pit there. So I think that was Brian, and I think that's super romantic myself. So I don't know about you guys, but...
wait, that was your Brian?
That was not my Brian, but I actually know uh-huh. this Brian, and it's a funny story, a very, very long funny story, but Brian and I actually go way back, so, and he's not my Brian, it's a different Brian, but Brian and I actually do go way back, so it's kind of funny.
This is so confusing, so confusing, especially on a holiday. This is crazy, but you know what, I would say that is so romantic. I'm just saying, like, if you were just acquaintances at the beginning of that day, you are married by the time that day ends. That is so romantic. Like there's no way you couldn't have the engagement, the marriage ceremony, everything happening that day by the time the day is over. That's crazy. Absolutely. Romantic.
It is. And you know what? I wanted to mention something else before we got out of here. So the last time that we were down in Disney World, on a Sunday morning, that was like our really good like weather day. So we were going to lay by the pool that morning. And at certain pools now, and this one happened to be at Port Orleans Riverside, but there was a build your own Bloody Mary bar in the morning. And I just thought that was kind of a really cool idea. I know not everyone likes Bloody Marys, but it's every Sunday from 11 to 1. And I don't know how often they're doing it, but you get to pick your, all these different toppings. And I mean, these were toppings that were almost like a meal, like pickles, olives, jalapenos, lime, celery, bacon, salami, ham, provolone cheese. I'm saying stuff like that. But for an adult only trip, if you just have a morning that you just want to hang out and hang out by the pool, that might not be a bad choice.
I've never had a Bloody Mary, but I can't imagine putting like salami in something. That's crazy.
It's tomato juice.
I know. So. I'm not a big tomato juice guy. But I'll have to try it sometime, maybe. I don't know. I guess that could be romantic. All right. So
you might like it.
I might. That's all right. I didn't like margaritas at first either. So now they're my friend.
You did not.
Apparently they're very romantic. I mean, you could spend time instead of your significant other with a margarita at a Laguna Bar. So, all right, Ricky, any others on the Facebook page?
So I like this one of Mickey trying to steal me from my husband on their honeymoon. That was from Lacey. Is that romantic? What do you think? Mickey trying to steal you from your husband.
It makes you feel like you're in demand. You know, like I didn't know Mickey was a homewrecker, but, you know, it's his place. You know, I mean, you're coming to visit like you're in his house. So I guess, I don't know.
I guess that's true. Maybe. All right. How about the happily ever after dessert party? Romantic?
Oh, yeah. I think that one is. I think that fireworks show in particular is romantic, and I absolutely think the dessert party, hello, that's a fun time.
Yes. Well, that is from Susie Campbell. Mike, what do you think?
Oh, totally. Romantic? Totally. Yeah. I mean, I get a little choked up.
I know, right? So I think all the dessert parties are romantic, to be perfectly honest, relatively speaking. Yeah, so I'm going to say yes. Kyle Elfrick wants to know about last call at Raglan Road.
Dude, that could go either way because like either you're totally like in the mood for romance or like you could be starting a fight too. I mean, it just depends. Last calls I've seen get ugly before. You know, I'm just saying. I used to DJ a lot.
It can get very dicey. Let's just say that. Great. So, how many? You want me to go with a few more?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go two or three more because we're just about out of time. But this is always fun. You know, we love the people are asking us these things.
It is fun. All right. So I am going to go with Jennifer Gizo once says that it is totally romantic to share a car suite with your parents on vacation and have to share your four-year-old share the queen bed with you and your husband for 7 nights. The only alone time was a photo booth in the Journey of Imagination. So what do you think, Mike?
Hang on. I'm getting car suite? Instead of the mouth trumpet, I'm getting the mouth trombone ready. There's no way at all that's romantic. You need to escape over to Pop Century with just you and your husband and share a tie-dye cheesecake. How to save a little romance in that trip.
There you go. That was a good suggestion.
That's why I'm a senior agent at the Magic for Less because, I also have romance in my on my business card.
That's right. Well, going along with Pop Century, Heather wants to know, is staying at the newly renovated rooms of Pop Century romantic?
Oh, heck yeah. Mike? Heck yeah. Yeah, because here's the deal. Yeah. Okay, let me tell you about the newly renovated rooms. I didn't think about this till just now. You know, like they have the fold up bed that's got a table and all that stuff. So you have a queen bed there that's kind of permanent. And then you can fold the other bed up and have a table where you could play, you know, if you want to be, you know, like old school, like old folk romantic, you could play like a game of Scrabble on that table. Or you could just get rid of the table itself, fold everything up and maybe play a game of Twister. You got it. It's like having like a big old like a gym floor there. You know, you got all kinds of room to maybe play Duck Duck Goose or all kinds of stuff. I mean, just think about it.
Or you could play the game that Pam and I played. I don't even remember the name of that game, but that was super fun. So, last one, I think it's probably the most romantic thing ever. Mike starting a podcast. Is that romantic?
Dude, I don't know.
And I think we'd all agree it is romantic.
You know what, though? Here in Jay and Melissa were on the thread there on Facebook, I noticed earlier in the week when I was looking at it, and it is kind of crazy that you know, we've had marriages from folks that are associated with this podcast, friends that have met through the podcast, and not just one. And we've had kids born. I mean, when you think about it, that is kind of the ultimate cool thing with the show. You know, we love meeting people from all over the world, but the fact that our listeners have come together many times over to build relationships, you know, friendships and romantic relationships. I mean, that's an absolutely cool thing. You know, I love celebrating that. So, Ricky, you bring that up kind of tongue in cheek, but it is very cool.
No, absolutely. I mean, I have to laugh at the fact that there's, you know, a child in this world partially because of me, and I didn't have anything to, like, it's not my kid. But because of us doing this podcast, you know, there's a kid in the world, which is kind of awesome. Thanks to Haley. So
yeah,
scary.
And she's like the cutest kid in the world too, which how would that happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, she's just adorable. I love that kid. All right.
Yeah,
so
cute.
So I think that's going to do it for the 2018 version of Is This Romantic? So thanks to everybody for dropping those in. Hopefully we gave you some good advice. Most people are romantics. Some people are kind of hurting on the romance scale there. Sorry, you're going to have to try harder in 2019. But of course, we'll do this again next year. So listener questions coming your way on Friday. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. A little bit different, a little bit loose. But, you know, we got to cut loose every now and then. We have our 10th anniversary coming up here in less than a month. So, you know, can't wait to kind of look back on all the memories, all the crazy stuff we've done in 10 years of doing the show.
And we've done some crazy stuff.
Oh, my gosh, it's crazy. But you know what? If you're not having fun, you're not trying. You know, you just, life is what you make it. And I always want to make life fun. Hopefully, you know, there's too much sad and serious, all that. You know, if you're commuting and you're listening to all the sad and serious, I feel for you. You know what? Hopefully you could put a smile on your face today driving in or whatever you're doing. That's kind of our goal. So anyway, today's show brought to you by our friends at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News Disney Edition. Ricky, I heard that there might have been like one or two or three or 78, nine things that were announced lately. So what are we reading? Pick one. What are we reading about on Theme Park News?
Oh, my goodness. So many things. Obviously, the tickets were one big one. But one that I think kind of now went under the radar this week because of all the other news that happened. But when the American Adventure reopens later, for those who didn't know, the American Adventure is currently closed for refurbishment. It's going to include several new enhancements, including a new digital projection system, as well as a new show finale, which includes notable Americans such as music composer John Williams, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, and ballerina Misty Copeland. And finally, the song The Golden Dream will be reorchestrated a little bit, too. So, like I said, kind of went under the radar after all the announcements of, you know, hey, guess what? You know, the Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be a roller coaster, you know, like stuff like that. So I think that's kind of cool that American Adventure is getting some love, and, you know, it's such a great attraction. So I'm happy to see that.
And they're putting in the Trump audio animatronic, right? Is that not what I heard?
No, not don't start other rumors, Mike. Don't.
we got cupcakes, got audio animatronics, you know, President's Day is coming up, you know, synergy.
President's Day is coming up.
I'm just, you know, it's synergy, like,
people,
you know, good old Eisner.
People will be asking for that cupcake.
They will. Bring your own food coloring and make it yourself and post it on social media. It'll be viral. I'm telling you, it'll be viral, people. Anyway, great apps. Most of the news isn't fake news like I just delivered. It's over at Theme Park News Disney Edition, free app for your iOS devices. Check it out today. One other thing I want to drop in here, because, again, we want to be informative. We're goofing today. But on a serious note, we always want you to have a great vacation and save the most amount of money. So, Pam, we know ticket prices went up. That was the buzz over the weekend. It happens a couple times a year. It's inevitable. It just happens. But there is something people can do to save money in the next week where, you know, you can kind of hedge your bets and not have to pay that increased price, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So if what you can do right now is if you book a package right now, it's actually until February 21st. The ticket pricing is going to reflect not the new pricing, but will reflect the price it used to be. So the old, you get the old pricing, the less expensive pricing is still available if you book now through the 21st. And to get that, all you have to do is reserve a package for any 2018 Walt Disney World vacation date that's available. It only takes a $200 deposit to put down on that vacation to reserve the whole package, and that includes your resort and your tickets and maybe even a dining plan if you want to, but that's not required. And then you can just take, you know, sit back and relax. What's funny is And I'll tell you kind of a big secret on this spot, but a lot of people don't realize, especially if you're staying at a moderate or a value resort, you're actually better typically with the lower ticket price than you are with many of the specials that come out later in the year. So it's like you can reserve now with a special that's not even available and get that good pricing. So go ahead and give that a shot.
It's the cheaper chicken of Disney
tickets. The cheaper chicken.
I totally watched that movie this weekend, by the way. It was on TBS and it was on in my house.
The
cheaper
chicken of Disney tickets right now until February 21st with a package. All right. Well, anyway, check that out. We just wanted to drop it in because you know, any way we can save a little money on our trips, that's money well spent and well saved, and we can have more fun with it. So just want to get that out there. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Great Facebook group over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We're going to be back again on Friday with your listener questions. Send them in, Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We'll get to those right away. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. Happy Valentine's Day. Have fun today, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.